Anyone want to say a little bit about how you manage those patients, Dr. Wyack, a little bit differently?
Yeah, you know, at Ohio State, we often will admit patients and do, as Dr. Davids had put in his comment there, an accelerated ramp up. There's not really any data for that right now or any good data for that right now, but might be something in the future that gains popularity. But I think anything that is done like outside of the norm like that should definitely be done inpatient. And I always make sure that, you know, we're checking the tumor lysis labs very carefully.
Dr. Weirda, and maybe comment about community doctors and how they should manage these patients as well and whether they should be hospitalized.
A couple things to remind people of. One is, as Jennifer said, it's important to have a good idea of the bulk of disease before you start. So a CT scan is an important part of that. Risk stratification is based on nodal size, which is determined by CT and by white blood cell count. We participated in the early phase 1 study and had deaths on the early phase 1 study due to tumor lysis syndrome. The risk mitigation and the process that we use is now very safe if you follow it. So it's important to be familiar and aware of how to initiate and escalate venetoclax. If you do it the way it is in the package insert, it's very safe. The level of laboratory tumor lysis syndrome is very low, and we very, very rarely see clinical tumor lysis. I think the other thing that's important to remind people of is to start allopurinol before you start venetoclax. We've seen some data suggesting that people are not as proactive about allopurinol, but all these patients, regardless of their risk, should be started on allopurinol, preferably several days before they start the venetoclax and through the ramp-up.